Hello and welcome to the Upset Mama podcast for Thursday the 18th of June 2015. And on today's podcast, I want to give you a quick update on the pen palling world. Now, you might remember that near the end of last year, I spoke a little bit about pen palling and that I'd started it and I'd met some very strange people. And nothing has really changed. I sort of quit. Well, I had a lot of people that I wrote to and who wrote to me regularly, and you know, we keep in touch in different ways, you know, but no longer do we write long emails, and I kind of miss that, if I'm honest. I feel like we've drifted apart that way, but you know, we talk on instant message and kind of that kind of thing. But anyway, I left the pen pal site around January and I didn't go back until this week, and I logged in and I had a little look around, and some of the people who are there are the same people who were there 6 months ago, but there are a lot of new faces, and I didn't message anybody. I decided to stay back, and I waited for people to message me. I think that's the best way to go about it, really, you know, because then you know, well, I was going to say, then you know these people really want to talk to you, but to be fair, most of the people in the past who have kind of fallen out with, they're the ones who messaged me, so I don't know, maybe that's not the way to find people who definitely want to talk to you. But one person has messaged me. She's from Philadelphia in the United States. And, you know, we've only spoken a couple of times, but she seems really nice. And I hope that pen palling this time is going to work out better. You know, I really want to make a friend that I can look back on in 50 years and say, you know what, I've known that person for 50 years, and we've been pen palling all that time, and we get on really great, and I'm pleased and happy to know them. And I don't know if any of my current pen pals are people that I'm going to have that experience with. Maybe I haven't met anyone yet who will be that person. Maybe I never will. Who knows? Some people, of course, were pen palling when they were little kids, and they've had pen pals their whole life. And they get to the age of, I don't know, 60 or 70, and they've been pen pals forever. And it's just a case of, you know, this person has always been in my life. Well, for me, I started late. You know, I was 33 when I started pen palling. I'm 34 now, and I don't know, maybe 50 years is a bit optimistic. Maybe 30 years, maybe 40, who knows. I'm Scottish, let's say 20. But I'd like to think that there is someone out there I can pen pal with and get on with. And there is a little part of me that wishes I'd done it earlier when I was a kid, you know, even a teenager, and met someone from a foreign country. The thing is, though, if I'd done it in school, it would probably have been a French person or a German person, because they sort of would have encouraged you to go for someone, you know, with whom you would share a language, you know, because we would learn French and German in school, and the idea would be that you would learn that language better by having a pen pal from the country. And then sometimes people would do student exchanges, you know, and you'd go to their place and they'd come to yours. And that didn't really happen in my area, but, you know, it could have done. So I'm glad that it's happened when I'm older and I can choose who my pen pals are. You know what I mean? So I can say, yeah, I want an American pen pal, or I want an Australian pen pal, or I do have a French pen pal, and we got on pretty good, and she speaks pretty good English, but that was a decision that I made, you know, for me. When she messaged me, I want to talk to her, and that's it. So nobody decided that for me on my behalf. But anyway, yeah, there's a quick update. If you are, I don't know, hoping to become a pen pal with someone, go join a site. There's quite a few out there. What I would suggest is go to Google, type in pen pal site, and choose one of the top ones, because they're most likely to be the best. And yeah, see what happens. You might meet some wonderful people. It doesn't matter if they live 2 minutes down the road or 5,000 miles away. At the end of the day, there are people all over the world who you might really like, who you might really get on with, and who might really like you. And the most important thing is that you get on. So go out there, see what's about. Learn a little bit about someone else's city, someone else's country, someone else's culture. Or even just, I don't know, get to know each other, and you might make a friend that you didn't even know was out there. So go and have a look, have a little dig around and see what happens. Anyway, thanks very much for listening. Sorry this has been a short one, and probably a subject you're not really bothered about, but I just wanted to check in and say hi, I'm still alive, and I'm doing well. So until the next time, thanks very much for listening, take care of yourselves, and remember to always dream big. Goodbye for now.
When you dream, dream big, as big as the ocean blue. When you dream, it might come true. When you dream, dream big.